So someone was asking what you did before you retired.
I've been an American Baptist minister for 68 years. And I was just showing pictures this morning of having Martin Luther King as he preached for me when he came. Now, I've been a pastor, and I've evoluted from ultra-conservatism to understanding that we are all brothers and sisters, growing our souls and maturing our personalities. As we have these years, we are alone. We are alone this time. And my breath, life is a blessing. It's amazing to be able to breathe.
What is the... Well, we've got a little construction outside. What is the duties or the role of a pastor, as you see?
To affirm people, to help people, to counsel, to be a friend, to constantly be available, and to edify them in their soul growth in whatever area, and you meet people where they are and watch them mature. And I had a marvelous 68 years with a soulmate that was wonderful in every way. Mm-hmm. And now I live in this cocoon, and I'm waiting for translation. And I go by a scripture that says, "Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered in the heart of man or woman what the Creator has planned for you." I want to think His thoughts. I don't think we can think better than the infinite energy of all life is planned for us if we think these thoughts. That's what I learned this morning in my Buddhism words. I'm a Baptist Buddhist.
Awesome. That's wonderful.
Very good. Now, that was my 68 years, and I love where I live in the palace here with my cocoon. In my cocoon. And to have you touch me every week is just an amazing thing.
Well, it is a gift to us, too. So
yeah,
thank you,
well, thank
Grandpa.
You.
I love you so much. All right, we're going to end this broadcast. Thank you for joining us, and we send out love, and we will see you in 2 weeks, possibly three. Happy Hug Nation. Love, love, love.
Uh-huh. Hey, isn't that wonderful? That's exciting.
Crazy stuff.
Well, it's time for you folks to get on your way to work.